Chapter 28, Cutting in Line. One day, David goes into a convenience store to buy some sausage and cheese. There are a lot of people in the store. David takes a place in the line and looks around. David's former schoolmate, Michael, enters the store and goes right to the cash register without paying any attention to the line. Michael was a modest boy at school. If somebody stepped on his foot, he was the one who apologized. He has not changed since then, and if he decided to jump the line, then the circumstances are very serious for sure. Having apologized to the line several times, Michael addresses the saleswoman by name.
Julia, give me a kilogram of sausage, a loaf of bread, and a pack of tomato juice, please.
Surprised for a moment by such impudence, the line gets outraged with Michael. Michael says, I apologize to every phrase said against him. When he apologizes once more and walks away from the line, people talk to the saleswoman demanding an explanation.
Hello, Michael, David says to him with a smile. How are you, old chap?
David, Michael says.
Hello, my dear, long time no see.
But people in the line do not calm down. A little old woman demands the manager.
Mr. Manager, the saleswoman says to David's former schoolmate, they're demanding you.
Although you're the manager, you still don't have the right to break the rules,
the old woman cries angrily. She hits Michael's leg with her bag and proudly leaves the store. David supports Michael so that he does not fall. They look at the other people in the line with caution, but those are satisfied with the old woman's revenge and turn away from them.
A supervising organization urgently demands samples of some of the food sold in our store, Michael explains to David.
I didn't think I would take a risk when I asked the saleswoman to give me these samples.